Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. This is your host, Neil Heaver, and tonight we're going to be talking about the new season, the 2017-2018 season at Miller Symphony Hall. Our guest today, Lucy Blois, Vice President of Marketing, and Sheila Evans, Executive Director. Welcome to you both. Here we are again, another season.
Yeah. Great to be here.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks for having us.
There's a lot on the season this year, classical concerts, pops concerts, comedy, Metropolitan Opera, live on stage series, jazz upstairs. Where should we start?
Let's start with the new downtown in Allentown. So we're really excited to see all the changes that are downtown in Allentown and the influx of new residents and new workers. So one of the things we've tried to do this year as the intensity increases is to add programming that appeals to the younger, younger than boomer, Gen X audience. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things we've added is a comedy series. And this comedy series is called Ladies of Laughter. It brings in about three female comedians each once a quarter. The first one's on October 13th. And that is, again, an opportunity we think is well-suited for the new downtown. In addition, one of my favorite things that we programmed is coming up on September 29th, and that's the Queens Cartoonists. And I really hope WDIY plays some of their music, because they're a group I discovered in New York. They're actually from Queens, hence the Queens, and they play with the background of Warner cartoons. Their sound is kind of that funky jazz cartoony sound. They're a really wonderful group and has a strong appeal, again, to the younger audience, as well as those of us who remember the Warner Brothers cartoons.
Yeah, I think the Warner Brothers cartoons are still quite popular today, and that includes characters like, of course, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Ducks, mm-hmm. Elmer Fudd and all of that. And there were some really creative people at Warner who were actually very early and instrumentally putting together sound in film. So they're really digging into a great history there with that. That looks very intriguing.
And when you listen to it, I mean, you can visualize the cartoons, because if you hear this, boom, boo-doom, boo-doom, boo-doo-doo-doo, what do you see?
Yeah, you see one of the characters from the Warner Brothers cartoons. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So anyway, that's the newest thing that we have on the plate this year. And then we're continuing our partnerships with other area nonprofits. And one of those partnerships really is our programming of Buenos Aires Tango, Argentine Tango. And that is later in the season on October 27th, called Tango Buenos Aires. Of the 40,000 or so people in the Lehigh Valley that went to see Evita, I think some of the most evocative scenes of that time are the tango scenes and the tango dancers. Mm. And here we'll have an opportunity to have the award-winning tango group from Buenos Aires directly here to entertain with a two-hour show of all tango music all the time. So that's pretty fun.
And that's part of the live on stage
series. That is part of the live on stage series. Right. And then, I know Diane Whitry, our conductor, has been here to talk about our classical concerts too. But we're partnering with the Allentown Art Museum on two of those classical concerts, one being in November with, we call it Beethoven and Bertoia. So there are two elements of that: traditional Beethoven, untraditional trio of the Eroica trio playing Beethoven's triple concerto. And then the most interesting new composition by composer Doug Ovens is writing a composition for Bertoia sculptures with orchestra.
Harry Bertoia, a sculptor who lived in the Lehigh Valley, and there's an extensive collection at the Allentown Art Museum of his original pieces. People might remember them as sometimes they look like metallic waves of grain, and they make all these wonderful sounds. And Doug Ovens has composed something new. Are they utilizing some of the...
Oh, yes. We'll have eight or nine of those sculptures in the hall. There's one in the Bethlehem government building that is the largest one I think we're moving. Also from your Sinus College, Muhlenberg College, and from the Allentown Art Museum.
I'm familiar with the pieces that are at Muhlenberg College. They've been on display, but they rotate them in and out. But it's always wonderful when you see a Bertoia sculpture show up. So that sounds very exciting. And Doug Ovens, of course, is at Muhlenberg College.
Yes, he's a wonderful composer and is really enthusiastic about this program, as
Fantastic.
Are we all.
That sounds great. You are listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and our guests are Lucy Bloys and Sheila Evans. And Lucy, are we going to hear from you
now? Yes, yes. And then as we move forward along the season, we're going to get into our holiday season before you know it. As a matter of fact, I'm already putting plans in place for that because we're, you know, as marketing goes, you're always planning so much far in advance. We're kicking off our family programming with Cinderella's Christmas, and they will be here on that tour will be here November 25th at 2 p.m. and it will be the Children's Theater Kaleidoscope Company, and they will be doing a twist on the classic famous fairy tales, loaded with beautiful costumes, original sets, and it'll be fun for the whole family. So they should be looking out. They want to get the family out that weekend. It's actually the weekend of Thanksgiving.
We always do a kids show the Saturday after Thanksgiving because having traveled many years for Thanksgiving, we think you eat turkey on Thursday, you shop on Friday, on Saturday you're ready for everyone to go home. So we have a show for you to entertain you for that afternoon. Oh, we're looking forward to seeing many people.
Good timing for that. Mm-hmm.
And we encourage the kids, if they want to come dress, it's always cute to see the little girls come dress in their favorite characters, mm-hmm. and Cinderella is one of the favorite ones, and it's a fun way to start off the Christmas season. Also in our holiday program, we have an exciting show on the Live on State series, and that's the Rodney Marsalis Philadelphia Big Brass Holiday Concert. Now, if you remember, we had Branford Marsalis last season opening up with the orchestra. Well, this is a cousin, and Rodney will be coming with his internationally known group. They just got back from opening up at the National Center for Performing Arts in Beijing, and Rodney's a trumpet player. Branford played saxophone with the orchestra last year, and he's coming as a trumpet player. But I talked to him, talked to the group. They're all excited. Even though they're locally from our backyard in Philadelphia, they're really well-renowned and traveling around Europe and playing concert halls all over the world. His dad, Ellis, said they formed this group to break genres and to get across boards, like a crossover with other musicians.
So the Marsalis family is started all in New Orleans, where the father of the five boys is a teacher. And then there's Winton, who is the first famous, Branford, who's the next. They have a younger son, Gordon. And then Rodney's the cousin that's out of also New Orleans, who, you know, Winton, the trumpet player, refers to as the best trumpet player in the world. So the little family support is always a great thing.
Different members of the Marsalis family have been here in the Lehigh Valley numerous times, and I think it's, you know, always a welcome sight to have them come back in town again. And now with an extended family member, mm-hmm. that I didn't know about, so that's something new.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. And also following along, we're going to have the return of the Nutcracker this year with the Owltown Symphony Orchestra and with RDT, Repertory Dance Theater, on December 9th and 10th weekend. And it's always a welcome group. It's an annual event that people look forward to each year, so they'll also be back in the hall. On the jazz side, we've got Frank DeBussolo coming, them doing a holiday show with the Philly Reunion Group on December 15th. Oh, and one important thing I almost forgot. We're partnering up with PPL Center again to do Symphony on Ice. So this will be our second time around on December 14th.
That takes place outside of the facility at the PPL Center. Okay.
The partnership with the PPL Center, the Bethlehem Penguins Ice Skating Group, and area high school choirs will be also singing in the background. So we have so many choirs that want to participate. We have 150 seats that the centers are able to accommodate for the choir. So we love having that performance to showcase the symphony in its place outside of Symphony Hall.
Who are the Bethlehem Penguins?
They're the Ice Skaters Club.
Oh, okay. And is that an all-ages group, or
mm-hmm.
is it?
Yeah. Oh, they are adorable. I mean, if you didn't see it last year, they're the cutest group. Of course, one of the young ones, they had these adorable reindeer costumes that came out and did a performance. They were awesome.
They go up through Olympic caliber of ice skaters.
Oh,
so
okay.
The young ones are cute. The mm-hmm. older ones are unbelievable.
Skilled.
Yes,
skilled at what they do.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right, we have time before our break to mention one more upcoming event. Let's do that. Pick something from your list there.
Well, I think that the most important thing to remember is that we have jazz every third Friday, and WDIY is our sponsor of that, upstairs in the Rodale Community Room at Miller Symphony Hall. So Lucy mentioned the holiday show, the Frank DeBussolo Philly Holiday Reunion, but we have coming up in October, seems like a Philadelphia-centric year, the Hot Club of Philadelphia that plays that gypsy jazz feel. And then the ever-favorite Music of Zen mm-hmm. is coming in November 17th. So we are really like being the performing arts center for jazz in a cabaret atmosphere where you can drink and listen and have a great afternoon and evening.
This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, and we're talking about the upcoming Miller Symphony season, the 2017-2018 season, with Lucy Blois and Sheila Evans. This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Neil Heaver.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm your host tonight, Neil Heaver, and we're speaking with Lucy Blois, the Vice President of Marketing for Miller Symphony Hall, and Sheila Evans, Executive Director, about this upcoming season as we go into 2018. If you want information about anything we're speaking about tonight, millersymphonyhall.org or 610-432-6715. We'll repeat that again at the end of the program. Okay, so where shall we pick up in part two and looking at the new Miller season?
Let's go to the family series, which Lucy mentioned, the post-Thanksgiving program of Cinderella's Christmas. We picked those up really quickly in the spring, actually whatever you want to call February, it's certainly not spring. And this year we're expanding our age group a little bit higher because it's traditionally been preschool through about 7 to the Jason Bishop Show, which is a illusionist magic show on February 3rd. Mm-hmm. So that appeals to kids through the preteen ages, mm-hmm. I would say. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the season is about books that become shows. And so we have My Father's Dragon, and the one that's so appropriate for Allentown at this time, Goodnight, Goodnight Construction Site, the musical. So we love having the kids come in. We think it sets a pattern of appreciating live entertainment. And so we do that both with traveling theatrical productions and in our youth and family concert, which this year is The Life and Times of Beethoven on February 24th. And we're bringing back Michael Bodwin, who was here last year with our children's programming, to really talk about Beethoven and all of his famous notes, like da-da-da-dum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's some interpretation for that audience,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly. It makes it fun
better understand the music.
Right, then also in January, we cannot forget the continuing on our pop series, Dancing and Romancing, music from the movies of Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. That's on Saturday, January 27th, and it's the music inspired from all the movies that everyone had enjoyed growing up and watching of the two famous dancers. We'll be having soloist Eleanor Powell. It's also the music of Eleanor Powell. She put in music and song and heartfelt that everyone's enjoyed. It's going to be a fun show. It'll be great. And then, of course, continuing on the pop series, we've got the tribute to David Bowie with Cha-Cha-Cha Changes, and that's on Saturday, May the 12th. And that will finish up our pop season on that series.
So also in January, we have coming back the King's Singers, which is in the tradition of a cappella. They're a group that's been performing out of Oxford, England, with varying participants for the last 50 years. They are, if you liked the Pentatonics at the Allentown State Fair, you'll like the King's Singers. Mm-hmm. And they're here again on January 20th. So I think that's the most exciting things that we have coming in this early, late winter, early spring. And you can look for more as we continue. Now, one other thing we should mention is our ongoing partnership with the production company BRE, Bill Rogers Experience. And they're bringing us, although it's a sold-out show, but you can remember next time to buy your tickets early, King Crimson very soon. And then in April, I think it's on my birthday, April 6th, is the music of Pink Floyd, The Machine.
Right.
Both of those concert events really sparked a lot of interest. I know the King Crimson one, Facebook lit up with all these comments.
Yeah.
It was really? Question mark?
Yeah, yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Are they really going to be there? And it only took a matter of a very short period of time before I think those tickets went quickly. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice, from the progressive rock world, that's a nice score for Miller. Wonderful.
Right. And then we also have that just went on sale is the tribute, Beatles versus the Stones tribute, and that's coming up on November 30th, I believe, Sheila, the date.
Yes, Thursday, November 30th.
Tickets just recently went on sale. Check our website. That's also going to be another fun rock and roll show.
Beatles versus the Stones. Okay, well, that those of us who are of a certain age remember that that was kind of a competition.
Yes.
Back around, let's say, 1965 on for a while.
Yeah, you got that right, Neil.
But the interesting thing I think about both those bands is their life today, musically alive for young people.
Yes.
That there are people in their teens and 20s who enjoy both bands. So it sounds like that might be appealing across the board.
It is. I'm always surprised when we do have a Beatles concert how many of the parents bring along the young ones. And I'm talking younger ones and also teenagers that appreciate and enjoy that music.
So the Beatles and Stones is really a vision, as you said, but of the concert that never happened. Because while they had a competition, perhaps in the Rolling Stone and in the press, they never performed on the same stage.
Okay.
So this is a what would happen if sort of concert.
So I'm going to ask you to vote Beatles or Stones. What do you?
I'm going to say Beatles.
Yeah, Sheila?
Beatles.
Yeah.
But Mick Jagger's held up the best.
I'd have to split my vote, so. Okay, so what else are we looking at in the upcoming season for Miller?
One thing we do a lot of is surveying our customers to see what resonates with them, what do they like the most. And that tells us what we're going to program in the following year. So when we look at having David Bowie close the season, that's because of the success of last year's Rock on Pops concert.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And we love having youth-inspired programming in the summer. Don't know quite what we're going to do next summer, but it is all about what our audience wants to hear. And on the orchestral side, we again have a partnership in the spring with the Allentown Art Museum with a composition competition. Say that five times in a row quickly. And that is Pictures at an Exhibition, which is the well-known Mussorgsky piece.
Mussorgsky, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And what we've asked is that composers in all different age categories go to the Allentown Art Museum or look at something at the Allentown Art Museum and envision what kind of a composition they would write. And so that'll be judged by nationally and internationally known judges. We have, as of now, about 30 entries, and the date is not until October when the final entries will be put in.
Correct.
And if you're interested in that, where can you enter into that competition?
Go on our website. It's on the education pages at millersymphonyhall.org/education, and all the application information is there.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you just tuned in, we're talking about the 2017-2018 Miller Symphony season coming up, Miller Symphony Hall in downtown Allentown, and we're speaking with Lucy Bloys and Sheila Evans about what's coming up. If you want more information, it's millersymphonyhall.org, and you can also call 610-432-6715. We have a few minutes to go over a couple more highlights, so are there some other items that you'd like to talk about?
We're going to end the classical season on a high note with Bernstein at 100, Copland and Gershwin, and that's going to be featuring music, symphonic dancing from West Side Story, the fanfare for the common man, and, of course, selections from Porgy and Bess from Gershwin. So that's going to be an exciting way to end the classical season.
But I think we've missed talking about our gala opening of the classical season on October 7th and
8th. Let's do that.
So one of the things...
That's coming up in a month.
That is.
Okay. I know. It's really exciting because my first concert when I came to Allentown 9 years ago was a concert featuring then-new soprano star Angela Mead. She's since become a Met opera star. She's traveled the world. She's most known for her Norma roles. And she's gotten married. And so we have her returning to Allentown with the symphony for our opening concert with her new husband,
John Matthew Myers. And I got to say, she was on our last concert season, 2008 and 2009. It was the Rising Stars season, so she definitely met that expectation. So we're happy to have her back.
So that's our opener, and it's preceded by a dinner about which information is also available on our website.
It's our opening night celebration. It starts at 5 p.m. with cocktails and dinner, and it's a great way to kick off the symphonic season. Mm.
And the thing that is featured again with the opening season, this year we're having the Allentown Symphony Chorus sing not one but two concerts. And so they're performing on the opening concert as some of the opera choruses, and then again on the closing classical concert
with
that Lucy
Bernstein
was mentioning.
Bernstein at 100, yes.
We're celebrating Bernstein at 100 here at WDIY as well. Oh. And I think some of my favorite music ever comes from West Side Story. Mm-hmm. And absolutely love that music.
Mm-hmm. It's particularly timely now, so it's a good thing to listen to.
It is. Anything else before we wrap up that you want to mention about the Miller Symphony Hall 2017-2018 season?
Well, just to remind everyone out there that students 21 and under, all classical and orchestral concerts are free thanks to a grant from the Century Fund, and that information is also found online. They can call the box office and get their tickets reserved that way.
Okay.
So we thank the Century Fund again for providing that support.
That's a wonderful program. It really, really is, helps young people get introduced to great music.
We see an increasing number of students come every year, and we're happy to see that.
Well, I've been speaking with Lucy Blois, Vice President of Marketing, and Sheila Evans, Executive Director of Miller Symphony Hall, about the 2017-2018 season. Thank you both for coming in to talk to us tonight about the season, and we look forward to another great year at Miller Symphony Hall.
Thank you, Neil.
This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Neil Heaver. Stay tuned. Coming up next, folk classics, folk music for a Monday evening here on WDIY.